SBS Radio.
The federal government has announced it will cut deeming rates for pensioners for the first time since 2015. The rates are used to estimate how much some pensioners earn on their financial investments and determine the fortnightly payments they receive. It assumes pensioners' investments earn a set rate of interest, no matter what they really earn. Social Services Minister Anne Rusten explains what the changes will mean.
We'll be dropping the upper threshold deeming rate from 3.25% to 3% and the lower deeming rate from 1.75% to 1%. So what that actually means for people who are affected by this is for singles, up to $800 a year will be increased amount of money in their pocket through their fortnightly payments, and for couples, over $1,000 over a year will see be increased in their fortnightly payments.
The move comes after the Reserve Bank cut the cash rate to a record low of 1%. Ms. Rusten says the deeming rates will come into effect from September, but will be backdated to the 1st of July. The changes will affect people on the aged pension, disability support pension, carer payment, the parenting payment, and Newstart. Ms. Rusten says although the move is expected to cost $600 million over the next 4 years, it won't impact on this year's budget.
The Treasurer has indicated that it won't affect the surplus that's projected for 2019-20, but it is something that we believed was an appropriate action to be taken, and so the money will be made available.
However, Labor's Social Services spokeswoman, Linda Burney, says the changes are far too little and far too late.
The government thinks that they have done some great thing because of their bottom line. But really, at the end of the day, it has been 4.5 years that they have been dudding pensioners by charging an inflated deeming rate.
A sentiment echoed by National Seniors Australia Chief Advocate Ian Henschke.
The government has in effect brought this on because we've been making a lot of noise. National Seniors and others have been saying you've got to bring the deeming rate down. They've finally done it, but it's certainly not by the amount that we think is a fair amount.
He says it shouldn't be up to the government to determine how much pensioners earn.
If the politicians get their wages set by an independent tribunal, why can't they do the same for the pensioners of Australia, for the people on Newstart, for the people that are actually struggling? We need to have an independent body set the rate of deeming, the rate of the pension, the rate of Newstart.
While the government has dismissed this idea, the Greens will refer the issue to a Senate inquiry when Parliament resumes next week. Amy Hall, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.